Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 21st. Happy Resurrection Day. But for me, it's actually Wednesday, March 17th, and I am recording from a closet in my home because of the threat of bad weather. We've all come home for the afternoon, and so if the sound seems a little off, that's because it is a little off. But we're going to do the best we can as we continue in this rhythm of reading God's Word together. We begin with Matthew chapter 25, and we're picking up in verse 31, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right, and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Surely I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes and sick, or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. And now we turn over to the Psalms, and I think that Psalm 106 is a perfect psalm for us to meditate on this Sunday. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare His praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet He saved them for His name's sake, to make His mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy, He redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed his promises and sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plan to unfold. In the desert, they gave in to their craving. In the wilderness, they put God to the test. So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease among them. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It buried the company of Abiram. Fire blazed among their followers. A flame consumed the wicked. And now let's turn over to the book of Amos, chapter 2. Yesterday, we began the book of Amos, and God began with some judgments for the surrounding nations around Israel. He brought a judgment on Damascus, and then on Gaza, and also on Edom. And today we'll see that he brings another judgment on a surrounding nation of Moab, and then on Judah, which would be Israel's southern neighbor. And according to the Bible Project, this is like God drawing a circle around Israel, almost as if it were a bullseye. And then he's going to come in squarely and judge the people of Israel. And the judgment today is pretty steep because he sees the unjust nature of what the people of Israel are doing. So look for that judgment in today's reading. Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord says, "For three sins of Moab, even for four, I will not relent. Because he burned to ashes the bones of Edom's king, I will send fire on Moab that will consume the fortresses of Kerioth. Moab will go down in great tumult, amid war cries and the blast of the trumpet. I will destroy her ruler and kill all her officials with him, says the Lord." This is what the Lord says, "For three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not relent, because they have rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his decrees, because they have been led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed. I will send fire on Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem." This is what the Lord says, "For three sins of Israel, even for four, I will not relent. They sell the innocent for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample on the heads of the poor as on the dust of the ground and deny justice to the oppressed. Father and son use the same girl and so profane my holy name. They lie down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. In the house of their God, they drink wine taken as fines. Yet I destroyed the Amorites before them, though they were tall as the cedars and strong as the oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I brought you up out of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to give you the land of the Amorites. I also raised up prophets from among your children and Nazarites from among your youths. Is this not true, people of Israel, declares the Lord? But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. Now then, I will crush you as a cart crushes when loaded with grain. The swift will not escape, the strong will not muster their strength, and the warrior will not save his life. The archer will not stand his ground, the fleet-footed soldier will not get away, and the horseman will not save his life. Even the bravest warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Did you notice what some of the sins were that Israel was accused of? One was that they were in human trafficking, that they sold the innocent for silver, and also that they were living unjustly when it comes to the needs of the poor. They trampled on the heads of the poor. They denied justice to the oppressed. And then it seems as if their sins were sexual as well. They lie down with the same girl. It seems as if they're doing some temple prostitution, different things like that. And God responds in a way that's interesting. He says, "You do this to me, but don't you remember what I have done for you?" That he destroyed before their very eyes the Amorites. And then he goes on to talk about Egypt and how he led the people out of Egypt. And they just didn't seem to care. They didn't respond with their lives in a way that was thankful to the Lord. And so that's a challenge for us. Are we responding with our lives in gratitude for the many ways that God has shown himself to us? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the many ways we have seen you at work in our lives. Help us to recall the Ebenezer stones, the times in life when you have worked greatly for our deliverance. Thank you, Father, for the people that you put around us, for the help that you have given us, for the resources that you provide, and for a church family that loves you. Help us, Lord, as we walk, to be a people who walk faithfully. And when we don't, Lord, help us to just fall at your feet at the mercy of who you are, that you are loving and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. As we go about our Sunday, Lord, help us to keep in a mindset of prayer and worship, remembering the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the joy that was set before him, so that we will long for the day when we are eternally with you and God the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forevermore. Amen.